Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
When I say, should we bring our swimsuits? You say, well, yeah, weather permitting.
With Dusty Hera.
I didn't get into college. Check me out. I'm kick-ass.
And Cam Cleland.
I almost joined a frat in college myself, but they tried to make me chug a 40.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
Put my nuts on the table, and then I did the damn thing.
All right, welcome back in hour number three, you thieving heathens out there listening on 1080 The Fan, radio.com app.
Cheaters.
Gosh, we got a lot of people stealing stuff on the
Cheaters
Better You Today text line. Just stealing everything. My gosh.
Entitled little twerps.
Yeah. We had somebody who stole a vending machine.
That is extremely egregious. What's the worst thing you ever stole?
Worst thing I ever stole? My wife's heart. No.
Can I get a rim shot for that one, Buck?
Dad joke. Trying to think. Oh, basketball shorts in college. In college, like there were some. We were walking through the. We were walking through the. What is it? We called it the dungeon.
Yeah.
Where all you know the
extra equipment's laying around.
Yeah, and it was just like a stack of them in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah.
So we're like,
help myself.
Perfect. Turned out they were basketball game shorts for the basketball team. They were super comfy, though.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that myself.
And you know what? I
didn't feel guilty.
I did not.
No.
And
nor did I.
We did a thing where our coach pulled my brother and I aside, and because we were both on team at the same time, and he goes, hey, you guys have those shorts? And we were just like, yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
Do you have to turn them back in?
But he's like, where are the rest of them?
Oh.
Because guess what? Whole stack
everybody gone. Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem. Because as you can guess, basketball coach wasn't too happy about it. We ended up gathering them all up and they wanted to suspend everybody. My brother and I fell on the sword for everyone. We didn't rat anybody else out. We took a one game suspension for stealing the basketball shorts. Unintentionally, but we still...
Well, that was a lot more depth than I was expecting.
It sucked.
Jeez.
Had to hit...
I took basketball shorts, but they were like last year's versions and they were just leaving them out. And we and a few other players did that. But then the equipment guy goes, why don't you just ask us? Because we were going to give them away anyway.
Yeah.
So I kept mine. I still have them. Still have them.
You do?
Yeah, but I also did my...
How short are they?
Huh? They win. No, they're knee. This is the 90s.
I know.
This is Fab Five that already happened. This is knee height. God, they were great. Still have them. Hidden around somewhere. All right. I need something.
All right. Buck, what about you? What's the worst thing you've stolen besides millions of songs off Napster?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the most expensive thing I've stolen because it cost our family about $3,000.
Oh, yeah. This one, 10 keg shells, late 80s at Oregon State. I also did at a party. Me and my buddies took a keg.
Keg? What is it? 10 keg shells?
The empty kegs.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're called.
And you take them back, get the deposit on those. That's what they did. Instead of doing that, I think it's like $50.
Is it really?
Instead, we.
Especially if you have tap with it, the taps are really expensive.
Yeah, we took the keg, drank the beer, took the empty keg back.
Never
so they
bought
got
a keg
their deposit
in my life.
Back.
Never bought a keg in my life.
So maybe that's one of the worst things I've stolen. When I was in high school, I had a friend my senior year who had a fake ID, and some kids in the sophomore class got him to buy them a keg, and then the cops came and busted up the party at some, you know, development out there, and everyone scattered, and we took the keg, and we're like, no, I don't know, the cops must have taken it, and so we just took the keg back to my house.
Huh. All right. It's time for the Bells. The Pro Football Challenge brought to you by our friends at the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard app.
The competition is keen.
I don't know, fellas. I think there's potential in this crowd.
Every game counts.
I'll put a game plan together and we're going to win.
That's why Dusty and Cam have poured countless hours of research into their pro football predictions.
It was fiercely fought, but frightfully flawed.
Well, anyway, this is the Fans Pro Football Challenge, a competition between the Fan Air staff, the Junior Fan Genius, and you. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video. The Pro Football Challenge with Dusty and Cam, and Bucks here too, on 1080.
Let's go find out if they're ready today.
The Fan.
It's Christmas and NFL bells at the same. There's no better sound in life.
It's a great season. Oh, tis the season.
I feel like I want to open some presents and tackle somebody.
Can I start playing drops over that?
No.
Like NFL drops?
You don't want that.
NFL noises. Oh, sound
the crunches?
Crunches.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. I just don't want like...
No.
We want things like...
They won two world wars.
Decaf Metcalf.
Yeah, like decaf Metcalf. All right, hey, go to 1080thefan.com. Play along with us. This is cautionary. Make sure this week you're not waiting to the last minute because you could find an issue here.
Oh.
I just ran into it.
What happened?
I clicked on what I thought was the Pro Football Challenge brought to you by the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard app. Yeah. I accidentally... clicked on the College Bowl Pick'em tab presented by Red Tail Golf Centers, where you can still play along for free. Your login works same as the Pro Football Challenge, but for the College Bowl Pick'em that we have going on. How about that?
Different deal.
Totally different deal. But go play along with us, 1080thefan.com. And we'll do our Pro Football Challenge. Where we start, we do five games. Picking winners. We pick all of them on the website. Okay? What's your upset special this week?
All right, lock it down solid. There's a team that needs it more than anybody else right now because they're chasing.
Yes.
They're always chasing, but they're in the NFC. They're in a very difficult division. Now, I thought about going with Minnesota going on the road because they play the fighting Phillip Rivers, who had one of the best S-talks during the game. Old man S-talk.
You're calling that great S-talk?
90-yard touchdown! 90-yard touchdown! Did you hear that? He got him mic'd up. It was great. But I'm not. I'm going with another NFC North team because I think the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky are playing some good football. Mm. Are they legit? I don't know if Green Bay. I'm just not sold on Green Bay. I don't know why. I'm not.
Winning ugly. That's what Aaron Rodgers said. As long as we win ugly all the way to the Super Bowl, I'm happy.
Yeah, and they've done it before, but they're not lighting it on fire. I like the Bears. I need to go with the Bears because the Bears are going to go into Green Bay, and they said that they're ready. They're feeling confident. Their offense is a little bit better. I know it's Aaron Rodgers, but it's an upset pick of the week, so you got to go big. When I go big, I go Dub Bears.
Boom! Stick it in your ear, LaFleur.
Upset of the week. Boom. Roasted. You know what is a little terrifying, though, about this game?
Yeah, what?
And it's going to...
It's going to be cold.
It's going to change my pick, actually, on this one.
Is it going to snow?
Nope. Roquan Smith has a torn pec. He's out for the year.
That hurts.
For the Bears.
Yeah, that hurts. They still have Khalil Mack, right?
Yes.
All right, I was just wondering.
Big piece, though, of your defense. I'm going to go
Roquan's
pack.
Roquan's good.
Pack Jeez. Attack. That's a massive injury, man. He's second-year player, but he's good. Yeah, he has had a tough year. But he got hurt in the Dallas Cowboys game. Buck, who you got?
Ooh,
really?
Difficult. He's difficult. See,
wow.
He's difficult.
We've only been talking about the game for 3 minutes for you to figure it out.
Mm. I'll take the pack.
All right.
You need to go out on limb.
No rhyme or reason, just picking the pack, huh?
Pack.
Okay.
I don't think Mitch Trubisky is going to
found
sustain.
His legs.
Well, he did find his legs. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that rips off long winning streaks in this league.
Okay. All right, and AFC South. lead is on the line as the Houston Texans visit the Tennessee Titans, where the Ryan Tannehill-led Titans are three-point favorites at home.
Ryan Tannehill.
I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans here. Tannehill's playing well. They're at home. You take a team out of a dome and you put them out in the elements in December. Give me Tennessee to beat the Houston Texans.
Yeah, the Houston Texans are the most chameleon team. It doesn't make any... 1 week, they'll play very well, but then they got shellacked in Baltimore. Then they'll score some touchdowns and they get embarrassed. What are they? They are so inconsistent. I have no idea what they are. It just depends on what day you're going to catch them. Are they any good on Thursday? Yeah, they can win on a Thursday. Tennessee is consistent. They're playing well. I love Coach Vrabel personally. I'm going with Tennessee Titans also.
Like, love him, love him?
Yeah, I think he's a great guy.
I am going to go with the Texans here. I think they were embarrassed last week against Denver, and I feel like this Titans train cannot keep rolling at the pace that it's at. It's been really impressive, but at some point in time, I think that a Deshaun Watson-led team has to trump a Tannehill-led team. So I'm going to go out on a limb and take the opposite of use guys and go with the Texans.
Use guys, these guys, huh? Rams visit the Cowboys as 1.5-point favorites. Give me L.A. all day, day. I like the Rams in this game.
You know, originally I thought it was going to be the Cowboys division and everybody else was just going to walk.
Whoop.
I'm flipping my tune. I think Philly's going to catch him. And I don't think I think Dallas is not only quit, they're emotionally wrecked. Jerry Jones is wrecked. Everything is just a dysfunction. Yeah, I'm going with the Rams. Rams play good football. They're coming off a great win. The Seahawks, they're feeling great. They're going on the road. Is it a threat to play in Big D? No way. It's Rams all day long.
Sweep it. We can go with the Rams for me as well. I just, like Cam said, there's too much going on in Dallas. There's too much noise there. And the Rams, after their win over the Seahawks, still have a very legitimate shot at the playoffs. I think that they can go get that win, and they're going to.
I always picture Eric Dickerson just dancing in some short shorts. Right there.
Yeah, and he just does like a weird shoulder shimmy with like he's doing Frank the Tank arms.
He's got the soul glow in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Buffalo Bills head to Pittsburgh, where I was a little surprised to see the Steelers are 2-point favorites in this game.
Give me the Steelers, 25-21. That's my pick. That's my pick right there. 25-21 Steelers at home. Buffalo is reeling a little bit. They're not making the big plays on offense when they need. Their defense is good.
It's the Steelers.
They're winning games against subpar teams. That's like the Dallas game. They win. But when they play good teams, and they play very, very well, they just don't have enough offensive punch. Give me the Steelers at home.
It's a tough one to call. I'm inclined to want to take the Steelers just because they've had it rolling, but I do believe in what Buffalo's got going with Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. Steelers have been so banged up, I feel like it's going to catch up with them at some point. I think that might be this week. I'm going to take the Bills.
Send me through a table. I'm going Buffalo, man. I'm going the Buffalo Bills. I think
Bills
they win
Mafia.
This game.
Here they come.
Woo! Taking shirts off. We're partying, bro. I think Duck finally gets shot down tonight or this week. That's a good defense he's going up against. Duck Hodges as a starter in Pittsburgh. All right, I got two games that left on this thing, which I can't figure out which one I want to do, because both of them could be upset specials. So we'll do them very quickly.
Yeah, what you got?
Minnesota visits the LA Chargers as 2.5-point favorites. The Chargers have been playing everybody tight.
Yep, they play a tight game, but I like Minnesota because Adam Thielen's coming back. It's another weapon.
You're feeling Thielen,
yeah,
huh?
I think Thielen and Kirk Cousins is, you know, hey, you like that? I do.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I like the way Minnesota's playing.
I kind of want the Chargers here. I kind of want to go with the Chargers because every game they play is close.
Yeah, they play tough
if
games.
If they lose, they are 5-8. Do you know what their point differential is? Plus 38. Mm-hmm. Plus 38. They
but
got
they're not winning the close game. That's the other thing.
They've got a better point differential than the Houston Texans, who are a division leader.
Minnesota. Go.
I'm going Chargers. What
go
do you got?
Go Chargers. Go.
No, I'm going with the Vikings. Vikings this week. I just
snap.
I've seen enough of Phil Rivers' inconsistencies.
Good horn. We got that. Well, I'll go this on you.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off.
You guys picking the Vikings? Knock it off.
Knock it off, Ryan.
All right. In the last game, somebody's got to win. I was surprised that this game had the road team favored. Cleveland's a 2.5-point favorite at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I like Cleveland all day long.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going Cards, man.
Yeah.
I got the home team.
Yeah, they're coming back to earth a little bit. Cardinals are kind of just like, yeah, we're going to try some guys out. I like Cleveland here.
You're earth. Kyler Murray's got that big old thick butt.
Yes, he does,
baby. Going Cardinals.
All right. And that'll do it. Our Pro Football Challenge brought to you by our friends at the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard app. Go and download it today. Also, great, great prize. You could win a home entertainment makeover thanks to our friends at Home Encore Audio Video. If you use the winner, plan for free at 1080thefan.com. Coming up next, are we incentivizing cheating? Dusty and Cam on The Fan.
It's time.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the incentive to cheating being millions and, oh, I don't know, billions of dollars in professional sports. You see it all the time. The Patriots are under investigation again for spying. The Astros with their garbage can banging. And then the Russia, Team Russia, mm-hmm. has been banned for 4 years by WADA for doping. Because they wanted to justify billions of dollars spent on the Sochi Olympics.
You need to explain yourself, Mr. Hara.
What's that?
You need to explain yourself.
Why?
Because you're a fan of the Patriots.
Right.
You're a deep-rooted fan of the Houston Astros.
That is also factual.
And you are connected to the mob, the Russian mafia.
Oh. Yeah, my wife's family is from Russia. Grandparents.
Yeah, so there's blood. Yeah. So you're pretty much a cheater.
Not so much. I just love them.
Born and bred.
I love them
cheater.
All.
Cheater.
Yeah. Yeah. And look.
Can't hide from
there's
it.
There's no explanation. I'm just it's just a fact at this point. I can't escape it and I can't run from it.
You're a cheater by nature and by choice. Yeah. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
That's a rare combo.
Thanks, guys. Really making me feel good about my,
my
choices right now.
Right.
But yeah, it's true. It's all true. These things are all facts. One thing that we didn't discuss, though, we hear of all of this in professional sports, right? The strategic advantage that you're cheating to gain an advantage on the field of play. You don't hear about that in college sports. Where do we hear about the cheating? Is talent acquisition, right? Recruiting is where it is. Why do we hear about in-game cheating in professional sports, but it seemingly isn't happening in college sports? Do you find that odd?
I guess I would say, is it because of the strategy of football or the strategy of baseball, or it means more at that level? Maybe we're supposed to masquerade the fact that once you become a quote unquote pro, that it's okay to cheat. College cheating is there. You hear, like you just said, you get it in recruiting. We know the guys, the bag men, the briefcase, the Reggie Bushes, and that type of stuff happens in the acquisition, like you just mentioned, of getting the athlete. But what is cheating constitute in college basketball or college football? How do you cheat at those levels? Coaches, what are they doing? Are they doing anything different? Why at the professional level suddenly? Because the money is so big and there's so much on the line financially that you have to. Some of these teams feel like they have to get one leg up on you because the money and the return is exorbitant. We're seeing them sign for it.
And this is where we see that it's exorbitant in colleges too, where they're making millions of dollars.
Not for the amateur athlete though.
I think where it comes down to is this. We talked about this in the NFL. We in a separate conversation we were having about quarterback play, right? Where you mentioned what Colin had said yesterday is that these quarterbacks at Alabama really aren't panning out in the NFL because they're throwing to five-star talent all over the field. And in college sports, you have the haves and the have-nots. And this is what I keep coming back to is the advantage of all of these quote-unquote professional sports scandals really that much? Because in college sports, if it were to give you that advantage, you would do it, right? I think that in the professional sports, it is so razor thin that you can't, like every little thing matters because rosters and games are separated by millimeters, right? And the cheating that, I mean, the taping of the signals or whatever it is, it doesn't give you a big enough advantage in college to close that gap of talent, which is the haves and the have-nots of so many different programs.
Well, the overarching question is going to be, is what is the punishment for cheating? Because I use this again, is the juice worth the squeeze? And Houston Astros will tell you the Patriots, whatever they did, Russians, anybody that cheats at the professional level, their punishments are nothing. They are minuscule drops. They are tax deductions. When you're talking about billions upon billions of dollars, you mentioned what Jerry Jones purchased the Cowboys for. You mentioned we've seen what Paul Allen, RIP, the late Paul Allen, purchased the Blazers for, $70 million, now worth over, $2.5 billion, and his sister's taking over. There is no financial punishment for cheating, because once you get to that level, they're like, okay, all right, Houston Astros, are you going to take away some draft picks? What are you going to do? Kick them out? Are you going to make them? They're not going to vacate a World Series. They're not going to make the Patriots vacate any trophies. So what can you do to them? What stops these pros from saying, well, we're just going to take a few trips. Well, fine. We'll just go in free agency. We'll buy it, because we'll get Scott Boras on the line, and we'll just overpay. That's really what we are.
You have to go like the pro equivalent of like a death penalty and be like, you're not playing this season. And,
oh, God.
And
then, yeah.
And they're never going to do it. They're never going to do it to the fans. It hurts the game too much. Yeah. And so it's always just going to be a financial windfall, and they'll always make that money back tenfold.
Right. They laugh at the financial. Just like, oh, you find us $500,000. You're like, God, we made that last month.
Well, I remember even like when.
In an hour.
In like the Donald Sterling thing, when they removed him, they fined the organization fined Donald Sterling an insane amount of money. But it was like, I don't know, it was $500 million or something like that. And it's like, that's a lot of money for him, but he wanted to still own the team. He was still fighting to keep it.
Yeah.
And that is like, the death penalty will never happen in a professional sport, because other owners will look around and be like, if that would happen to us,
that's revenue sharing. They're not going to ever do that.
That would suck, because a lot of this stuff is out of the control of the owner, and it hurts the owner in the pocketbook. So they'll never do it. You know, like, and they'll let cheating happen because of the fact that it benefits your pocketbook. Like Jim Crane, owner of the Astros, he's not going to lose any money over this, but guess what? He made a ton of money off of.
But let me
World Series merchandising and all of that stuff.
The juice is worth the squeeze. It's totally on worth banging the drum.
It is worth it.
It's worth the squeeze. How do you, you're not going to take it out. You're never going to take this out. We talk about professional sports. Did Barry Bonds, we asked this question earlier, did Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire ruin baseball? Did they do something to baseball that all of us went, that was terrible. They all cheated. There's no such thing as an even playing field in sports. Everybody's genetically gifted differently. If you want to take whatever drug you want to get to that level, guys are going to do it, because financially there's no fear at all. If I want to invest $1 million in drugs that makes me the ultimate athlete, and I make $324 million like Garrett Cole, do you really think it's going to stop these guys from getting to the top level? There's no fear. There isn't. And it's not going to stop at any level.
Well, so you look at in those terms as well. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, they brought baseball back.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were asked Bug Selig again, he'd do it all over again. And he'd say Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in 1998, chasing
Roger Maris. Well, get the social
Roger
justice
Maris.
Monsters out, because they'll stand. How dare they do that?
But it was the best thing that happened to baseball.
I agree. I got no problems with whatever you want to do as a pro. I don't care. Because Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire aren't walking around with syringes passing them out to little kids. Okay? They're not handing out
Android Sting Dynamo.
They're not giving injections to little kids. Like, what about the kids? Okay, be a parent, but that's at some point in time, you're a pro. You're a grown man or a female. You have the ability to make your own decision. And I've said this before. If I could go back in time and take some HGH to heal faster and recover and play longer in the NFL, I would, but I didn't. Stupid. I should have.
All right, 55305. Angry text coming in on the text line and my personal phone. Engineer McGinley has texted me.
Oh, boy.
He's saying BS, Cal Ripken Jr. saved baseball. The Iron Man streak.
Cal Ripken Jr. almost also rumored to be a big greeny guy.
Yeah, he liked the uppers.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
What do you think of that, McGinley?
Yeah.
He liked uppers.
Like little uppers?
Uppers, downers, inners, outers.
Do what you do to compete.
Talking to old school guys that like played in the NFL and Major League Baseball, they'd walk into the locker room and they were like vats of different colored pills. You had greenies for your ups. Green means go. The red means stop. They'd bring you down. And then there'd either be brown or yellow, something in between. And it was just like, by the handful, here we go, candy. Go.
Quick story before we go.
Yeah.
I've walked off the field before after having my fingers dislocated. They popped him back, and the doctor would open up his hand and go, what color do you want? And I go, which one makes this go away, makes me feel better? And the guy goes, I don't care which one. You just take one. I just go, okay, I'll grab this one, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Will this make that go away? Yep. Will that make you feel? Yep. Okay, fine.
You took the blue pill, didn't you? You took the blue pill.
Tight pants. You do what you need to do. You do what you need to do to compete. You don't think about it.
Here's Buck with SportsCenter. All right, a little bit of breaking news in the football world as 12 former NFL players, according to the Washington Post, have been indicted in federal court for, amongst other things, insurance fraud. They include Robert McCune, John Eubanks, Tamarick Vanover, Ciandris Brown, James Butler, Frederick Bennett, Etrick Pruitt. And this says Clinton Portis is probably the headliner, but Yahoo Sports now reporting that Joe Horn involved in it as well.
I'm also seeing, Clinton Portis, Carlos Rogers.
What?
And Karell Buckhalter, as well as Joe Horn. Jeez. And Rashay Caldwell.
Wow. So basically the insurance fraud that they're doing is former players are eligible for reimbursements on medical plans, but they are not taxed for their reimbursements. And basically what these players were doing is they would get invoices for things like a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, ultrasound machine, electromagnetic therapy, and then they would put it on here, but they actually didn't get the goods. Apparently $3.9 million in phony claims had been submitted. They paid out $3.4 million between 2017 and 2018. What is this program that they're doing?
I'm not certain. I'll speculate a little bit.
Oh, Cam Cleland on the list.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Dude, that's not funny, man, bro. I'm going to come over. Don't implicate me in. It's not funny. You laugh now.
Wait, are you going to be on this list?
No, don't implicate me. I'm ready to slap you. Anyway, so how this works is you have to play 8 seasons in the NFL. And after your 8th season, once you become eligible, you have what's called a health reimbursement account, which is not uncommon. A lot of us have it. A lot of businesses have this. But you get what's called $25,000 per year after you play. So you had to qualify. The first qualifying year was 2005. So you had to actually have 8-plus seasons, and you had to be post-2005 or further in. If you're in 2005, you have 8 seasons, you get $25,000 for each one of those seasons.
Oh, nice.
Makes sense?
Okay,
so as you keep playing, you keep accruing that money, and that money has gone up. I don't know. I think it's a little bit more.
$25,000 for each season? So like each season. Tom Brady has like $1 billion to spend?
Well, it's not a billion. Do his math. He's played 20 years, and it's roughly 20. What's the math? I mean, $500,000?
That'd be $500,000,
Yeah. So he would have that. And so how that works is every time I go to the doctor and I have my regular insurance premiums, if I'm charged above and beyond a certain amount because I'm in 80%, then I could submit that 20% difference and get a reimbursement back. Or I could buy something that is medical that's under the quote unquote parameters that they allow you to do that, and they reimburse you back. That's the only thing that I can connect in how these guys are doing it. The average NFL player that's old, that's been post 2005, might have $200,000, $300,000 in that medical fund that they can use to help pay for premiums, to help pay for stuff post medical issues. So that sounds like they were faking.
Like a great deal.
What it sounds like, well, you have to play. I mean, the average career is 2.5 years. So it's trust me, it's a very small amount of guys that can qualify for this.
Right.
But what it sounds like is that, hey, man, I got a medical machine. I want to get a hyperbaric chamber that's worth. What's a hyperbaric chamber laying around? Guys would buy them back in the day.
Those are
25, 30 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say, I need this for my medical, and it's because I'm recovering from whatever trauma. You charge that up. Guy sends you a check back, and then you split it with that guy because he falsified it for you.
Yeah, they
you're going to get in trouble for that.
Used fake invoices from medical supply companies, forged letters and prescriptions from medical care providers. Each claim varied, but they were in the range of $40,000 to $50,000 a piece on each one. And remember, this comes back to you and it is not taxed.
Correct.
So these guys are getting 40 to 50 grand tax free.
Yeah.
And they're not spending that money on those things.
Correct.
Which these guys are so stupid because it's very easy to figure out if $40,000 to $50,000 isn't coming out of your bank account and paying for it. Like, if anybody asked any questions, they're like, hey, can I see your bank account, your bank statement? Like, this is pretty easy to bust them on this.
Huh. True, and especially if you don't have a hyperbaric chamber sitting in your house. Like, when the people come knocking and said, by the way, we want to know, where's that hyperbaric chamber that you bought?
Is it just a case of them thinking no one's going to look? No one's
exactly
going to
bother
to check?
Absolutely. Exactly, like, what it is.
These guys are former NFL players. Why would they lie to us? They made plenty of money.
Right.
Right.
This happens all the time, man. These guys are idiots.
Oh, boy. That is... wow, that's a big level of stupid there, but you can't fix stupid. And the sad part about it is that these guys wouldn't be doing this if they weren't desperate for the money to do it.
Well, they're all desperate because 75% of the league is broke, and I always use broke and divorced by the time they retire. So, you know, who knows what they're using that money for? Some of them aren't getting the lawsuits, and they're not getting disability, and they're not, because the league doesn't allow them to get disability if they want it. This is a whole, I could go on for hours about this. Not everybody wants to hear it, but some of these guys are desperate and they really need to access that revenue for their medical funds. Some use it, some don't. Some just need to live.
Well, and what sucks is that because of situations like this where, I mean, the list appears to be growing by the hour, is that, you know, this is how these types of things get taken away. Is that if enough people were abusing it,
more.
You know, it sucks for the guys who actually need it. I mean, you use it, and I mean, as you were saying, it seems like you're using it only on a pure need basis, which isn't very often, right?
No, I mean, it's a big medical bill or anything like that. Like when my son was hurt, he got hurt in a he was burned, and so
use it on family too.
Yeah, any one of your family is you have to register them, but you know, he had major skin graft surgery and stuff like that, and we're talking $180,000 of medical bills for his 2 week stay at Harborview Clinic. I mean, who walks around? So those types of, not everybody can afford that or luxuries, stuff like that. It's insane.
Absolutely. Wow. That sucks for the players that use it the right way, you know, like you and probably thousands of others, but there's bad apples in every group.
Exactly. You're not going to avoid it.
Surprising that Clinton Portis, Joe Horn, though, when you hear the bigger names of guys that made a lot of money in their careers.
But Clinton Portis and Joe Horn, they weren't the most fiscally intelligent people that I knew, but not all these guys are. Nobody knows how to handle it. They're not. I mean, come on. Not everybody's intelligent how they handle their money.
No. Who was it? Was it Tori Holt that invested in the inflatable furniture in case your house is ever in a flood? Mm. That didn't work out very well.
Happens all the time.
Yep.
I invested in the first ever electronic playbook that was ever created. It was called Knowledge Incorporated. We had electronic playbooks when I was in my second year in the NFL. We all had laptops and CDs, and we did everything through there, and everyone laughed at us and went, paper, you guys are never, that's never going to happen. Of course, they ended up selling to Avid and all their stock and all that stuff, but my stock didn't transfer. But Avid ended up becoming...
That sucks.
I know. But nobody would transfer, and now look at it all. Huddle. Look, everything's digital. Online. Everything's online. Everyone laughs at, oh, paper. Why are you putting all that stuff on paper?
It's all ball bearings these days.
But we, the Saints and the Patriots, were the very first two teams to ever incorporate digital playbooks with CDs. We all had laptops. Yet all the guys sat around and played digital golf on it. So we went 3-13 that year.
Minesweeper. Were they playing Minesweeper?
It didn't help.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the lines are starting, man. It is along. The day has come, and people are freaking out already.
Oh, boy.
8:46 on the Fan.
Good morning.
All right, they started lining up days ago. It's finally here. In-N-Out open.
Whoa. What? Nobody's lining up days ago.
Yeah.
There's people in tents for this crap?
No, just parked in his car.
Are you a
guy who lined up.
Oh, it's one guy.
Well, no, the first guy there, others have followed, was there, and he is saying that he will give up his spot for students that have 4.0 GPAs. That they can...
Do they have to prove it? They bring their transcripts? And their
grades? He just says, hey, kids, hop in my car. Sitting, no. It's actually a really cool thing. He got in the line, and obviously he's going to get his burger too, but he's taking requests from the students in like the Salem area that have 4.0 GPA.
Is a double-double really
cool.
worth that?
Waiting over 24 hours? No, it is not. It is not. I believe it is.
I'm a protein-style guy. Double-double protein-style.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Why? Just, what's wrong with that?
Just eat a burger.
No, I don't want the bun. I want a protein style.
It's a burger, man. Just have the burger.
It is a burger.
No, it's not. It's just a piece of meat wrapped in lettuce.
Are we going to get back into the egg burrito burrito?
Yeah. Exactly. It's a burrito. It's not an omelet. It's a burrito.
But no, the lines, looking at pictures of the lines, there were people lined up at night, and it's dark outside, sitting under the lights of Kaiser Village or whatever it's called, and it's open now. In-N-Out is here, folks. Now all you have to do is wait 2 hours in line at the drive-thru.
Just like, have you yet to have a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, because I went and they were out and I haven't gone back.
Buck, have you had one yet?
Have not yet.
Yeah, no. You're right. I don't understand the obsession.
I've talked to people who have. People they said got it's killed good, over them. But not like worth crying like that one guy.
Crying or killing people over. That too? That's happened.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I don't know a food that would ever stand in line longer than 15 minutes to get in this on this planet.
Oh, 15 minutes. You can get me eat a lot of foods for 15-minute wait.
Okay, maybe I should be. Okay, an hour. Is an hour? An hour? Hour's a little better. Hour.
What is your max when you go to a restaurant restaurant and they say your wait is blank?
45 minutes.
Do they have a seat at the bar?
45 minutes. Always, that's my cap.
Always
if you,
the big
if
one.
You go 40, if you go 45 to an kids. Hour and I go, is it an hour or is it 45? And the wait and the maitre d' or whoever it was go, probably closer to an hour. We're leaving.
Yeah. Out.
Out of there. 45 is my cutoff.
The mental threshold is between 15 and 20 minutes. 15 minutes does not seem like a long time. You tell me 20 anything, 21, 29. Starts with 20.
Fine.
That seems like a long time to me.
It does. It's 20 minutes.
I better have something else to do, like go grab a drink.
You should not have kids for a while then, my man.
Yeah, you're going to wait forever.
We'll see. Dude, because you know what? It's like, wait.
I can change.
Whoa.
No,
whoa.
No.
Oh, hello.
No, we got to get
do we have a holiday announcement?
The Buckleys?
No, not even close.
What?
No.
Not even
a lot of practice.
Hold on, Buck. I hope it's close, but
it's close.
It
should always be close.
Not even close. I mean, I hope you're close.
I mean, you're a newlywed. It better be close.
Jeez, man.
Not close to choosing that it is going to happen yet. I'm just saying it's going to happen.
Do you really ever choose, or does it just happen?
Well, depends.
We chose.
What do you mean you chose? It happened.
No, like we chose when we were going to, it was first tries on both. Said, hey, all right, let's start getting after this thing. Boom. Bun in the oven.
Well, at least you didn't have a computer program that popped up every day and said, guess who's getting lucky today? Yeah.
That you had that, huh?
I actually had a, it was a calendar within a reminder.
Was it on your...
We first had... We had two boys. They're out of the gate. Gosh, like, we got to go for the girl. He's to go for the daughter.
That thing called?
And I got a flipping calendar. I had like a pop-up, like an Outlook message that said, it's your lucky day.
On your Palm Pilot?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was Palm Pilot 2.07, Windows 95. Wasn't that long ago. She was born in 2009. At the level of that. Buck, congratulations. We can't wait to meet the new child.
Nothing's
Buck,
happening.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy for you and Kim.
Nope.
Having babies.
Nope.
Babies.
Look at that, man.
Nope.
God, life comes at you fast.
Yeah, seat at the bar doesn't work if you have kids.
That's true. I like that seat at the bar. We're going to hold
Speak
off for a
for
while.
Yourself. Remember back in the day when your dad would just like throw you like a dollar bill and be like, go play some video games.
Right, go sit in there. Remember back in the day when the smoking section was just air between you and the non-smoking?
You run out of quarters, you're like, Dad, I need more. Yes.
Remember when our show was supposed to be over?
Nope. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon. Noon to 3 is Dirt and Sprague. 3 to 7 primetime with Isaac and Suk. Then Recruiting Show, Andrew Nemec, 7 to 8 p.m. Have a great Thursday. See you Friday right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.